Our radio play for this week is entitled Devil's Crib. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. The Devil's Crib Light is a small beacon situated a few miles from shore. It marks a treacherous spot for ships trying to make home port, especially when there's a gale blowing. Captain Bascom, an old deep water man, tends the light. His only helper is his son, Orin. Just now, the two of them are engaged in cleaning the big lamp.
Cut them panels clean, heavy Orin?
Yes, Dad. Boy, if anybody should ask you, keeping a light is no thing.
You're right, son. Lighthouse keeping is darn near as busy as light housekeeping, if you know what I mean.
I'll say it is. These lantern panels take a heck of a lot of elbow grease to polish up. I'll bet I could get a job on shore as a bartender's helper, polishing glasses after this, Dad.
Yep, I shouldn't be surprised. Son, if you plan on getting ashore today, you'd best keep it them lenses.
Aye, sir. Believe me, I've counted the days ever since my last shore leave.
Oh, beats all how you can be my flesh and blood, like you be, Orin, and gets all fired head up over spending a day ashore.
Well, it gets kind of lonesome out here, Dad. Oh, I like to be with you and all that. You know that. But it's so quiet, with nothing but that bellboy ringing and the pounding of the water on the piles below us, or the cry of the gulls as they swoop around the lantern. Oh, you don't mind it. You're used to it. I suppose if I was to be marooned out here for nearly 20 years like you have, I'd get used to it, too.
Oh, marooned. Very idea. Why, it ain't being marooned when you've got the whole blessed ocean spread out for you. Ships passing by, making port every day. Why, heavens to Betsy, Orin. I know more people from signaling to them from the deck that runs around this light than the ordinary man knows living in one of them apartment houses.
Oh, why, Dad, you can't compare.
Yes, that reminds me. There ain't no squawking radios to keep you awake nights here until you take a shoe and knock on the floor to make the owners turn them down.
Oh, I know, Dad, but that
isn't... Yes, you know. You think you know. Oh, well, I suppose I can't blame you, none. Your ma, she wouldn't come out here with me to live when I first took the job. I thought I might wheedle her into it. Then when you come along, she insisted you was to be brung up a landsman.
And I was until mother's.
Yep. Until the providence that watches over us all took her up with him. Yep. Well, I thought maybe if me and you was together more, you'd grow to like the sea, but...
Well, maybe I will, Dad, sometime.
Yeah, maybe. Well, finish with them lenses?
Aye, sir. I've got them shined the best I can.
Well, just because you're going on shore leave ain't no excuse not to have everything shipshape. Come on now. Give me a hand with this apparatus.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's it. Now, you fetch some more oil, son. I'll trim the wicks.
Hey, I'd better call the chief and have him send the tanker out, hadn't I?
Oh, I guess there ought to be enough oil for a while yet, but... Well, since you'll be in town, you might as well, I guess. And get some new wicks.
Aye, sir.
All right. Now, pull the apparatus down again. That's it. There we be. Now, the lamp's all tended for another 24 hours.
Hey, there's your friend again, Dad.
That barnacled, waterlogged old wreck of a tug. Say, I'd just like to meet the skipper of that Polly V. It's a good thing he has to pass well outside the Devil's Crib, I tell you. Tooting insults at an old tar like me.
Those suits certainly make you mad.
Of course they make me mad. We used to know each other once, so I used to think he was being kind of honorary-like. One day, he come close enough to holler at me. He says, "Oh, you stick in the mud." Now, every time he toots like that, I know what he's saying. He's saying, "Oh, you stick in the mud." By the great horn spoon, I'd like a chance to meet that skipper again.
Well, maybe you will someday, Dad.
I tell you, if ever I wanted to get my hands on a man and beat the running lights out of him, that captain of the Polly V is the man.
I hope I'm around when you two meet. Well, I guess I better be starting for shore. I don't want to be late.
Oh-ho. Shore ain't the only attraction, huh? It's what's onshore that has you up in anchor.
Oh, kind of. She's pretty special, Dad.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. They all are, son. What's her name?
Luella.
Luella, huh? Well, that's a pretty name.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, likely so, likely so. What's her pa do?
Well, he's a sea captain, she says. I ain't never met him yet.
Skipper, huh? Well, son, I might say you're cruising good company.
Well, might say. Wait till you see her. Then you'll be sure of it.
I was afraid you weren't coming, Orin.
Say, you never have to be afraid of that, Luella.
I'm glad. Well, what do we do? Take a walk or go to a movie?
Well, you'll probably think I'm crazy, but I'd like to stay here and have you turn on the radio. I sure miss them out at the light.
Well, of course I'll turn it on.
Get so quiet out there sometimes that it hurts.
I just think it'd be awfully scary out there.
Well, I guess if you're easily scared by darkness and the wind and waves, it would get you. They say that the spirits of men who have drowned are restless and are always trying to summon the aid that was needed at the time of their death.
Honest, darling? Do you believe it?
Well, I've never had any proof, so I can't say. Gee, that radio music sounds great.
Hey, why don't you have a radio installed at the lighthouse?
Oh, Dad, I hate them for one thing, and then, too, I guess the commission wouldn't let us.
Why?
They might think it'd be interfering so that we wouldn't hear distress signals if anything happened to a ship.
Oh, I see.
You want to dance, Luella?
I'd love to.
This is heavenly.
Dancing, you mean?
Having you in my arms.
You really think so?
Look at me. Do I think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Luella.
Oh, my dear.
I shouldn't tell you that I love you.
Why not? Don't you mean it, Alan?
Mean it? You bet I do. But I haven't got anything to offer you. I'm not even making my own way.
Oh, but you will be, darling. You will be.
Oh, not until Dad retires and we come ashore for good. Oh, I couldn't ask you to wait for me, Luella.
But, Alan, I want to.
Do you, dearest? Do you really?
Look in my eyes. What do you think?
You do.
Oh, Father, he's home.
Well, that's good.
Must be going to meet him.
Hello.
Here I am, Father, in the parlor.
Yeah, I just wondered if you were home, my dear. I've got another... Oh, you have company.
Yes, Father. This is Orin.
How do you do, Captain Stevens?
Well, I'm glad to make your acquaintance, Orin. Luella has often mentioned you. She says your father's skipper, too.
Yes, sir.
What boat's he command of?
Well, he has many command at present, Captain. He's the keeper of the light at the Devil's Crib.
What? You're the son of Captain Bascom?
Oh, you know I'm Father Dad.
Do I? That old stick in the mud.
Why, you're the skipper of the Polly V.
I am, and you can get out of this house, young man.
But, Daddy, what are you saying?
No son of Ephraim Bascom is welcome here.
You know, Luella, storms at sea are terrible things. But I can't help feeling glad for this one. It kept you from getting back to shore.
Well, when I came out here to visit your lighthouse this afternoon, I certainly didn't expect to stay all night. It's a good thing I left a note for Daddy telling him where I am.
Yes, he won't worry, but he'll get mad. Can't you see him when he reads your note?
Hear him, you mean.
Dad'll be getting up any minute now, Luella, and I'll have to go in and get a few winks so I can relieve him later.
All right.
Be careful he doesn't find out who your father is.
Don't you worry. I can't tell him. He's been awfully sweet to me so far. I hate to spoil everything now. And I can't understand why they hate each other so.
Neither do I. But as long as you don't hate me,
oh,
why...
Oh, darling, don't talk like that.
Orin?
Hi, Dad.
Well, you better get some sleep, son. I'll stand watch.
All right, sir. You entertain Luella until she gets sleepy.
Just you leave her to me, son.
Oh, the storm is too exciting for me to sleep.
I know. They used to affect me like that. Now I go to sleep the minute my head hits the pillow.
He does, too, I can tell you. Why, if we was to count 10 now and then go in there, he'd be sleeping just as peaceful as a baby.
You know what they say that's a sign of, Captain Bascom?
Yeah, clear conscience. But 'tain't. Just training. Well, I hope your pa ain't worried about you, Miss Luella.
Oh, he won't be. I left a note telling him I was coming out here.
Well, that's good. But he'd best not try to come out here for you in this blow.
I hardly think he will. His boat would never weather it.
No, ain't likely on a night like this. Let's see now, what boat did you say your pa commands?
Well, I didn't say.
Oh, funny, I thought you did. Well, what boat does he command?
Oh, it's just one of the small ones.
Where is he? Where'd he go?
Orin.
Where's who, son?
The man whose hand touched me on the arm.
Oh, I guess you must have been dreaming, Orin. Ain't nobody here, just us. And neither Miss Luella nor me's moved since you went in there.
But I saw him very plainly. His hand was cold and clammy on my arm, and it woke me up. He had a shaggy mustache, and he wore a sailor's cap. And he seemed to be pointing out there at sea. Listen.
That's a distress signal, Orin. There's a steamer of some kind in trouble out there. Orin, where's my skin?
What are you going to do?
Do? Why, I'm going out there and get them poor devils out of the mess they're in.
I'll go with you. You can't make it alone.
No. No, son. You've got to stay here with the light. That's order. I'm Captain here.
Oh, can't I help, Captain?
Yes, yes. You can start some hot coffee going. Orin, Orin, give me a hand with the motorboat.
Aye, sir.
Come on. Help me, Orin. Come on. Right. Never leave here. Come on. That's it. That's it. That's it. All right, Orin. All right. Well, here goes. Here goes.
Good luck, Dad. I'll go back to the light.
Did he get away all right?
Yes. I'm going to watch through the night glasses. Turn out the light. That's it. Dad's nearing the wreck. He's pulling someone into our boat.
Oh, thank heaven.
He's heading back this way. I'll go meet him and you stay here.
All right.
Okay, Dad.
Okay, son. Stand by for the landing. Well, here we are, Captain. And I tell you, you're lucky to be alive.
I know that, Ethan. Thank God you were here.
Stick in the mud. Stick in the mud, am I, Abby?
Well, let's forget that, Ethan. But you shouldn't have saved me until you were sure none of my men could be found.
I looked, Eben. Nearly a soul could I see. All in. Give the captain here a hand up that ladder.
Here, Captain Stevens. Take my hand.
Thursday, my boy. Where's Luella?
Well, she's up here. She'll give you some hot coffee.
Daddy.
Oh, Luella.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, everything's all right, Luella. Don't worry.
Oh! I'm going to get that fella.
Aye, sir.
How did you ever hear our whistle, Orin?
Well, someone or something awakened me, sir.
Thank God.
And now, if you're quite all right, I'll go back and meet Dad with his next boatload of survivors.
I'm afraid it won't be very full. Most of my crew jumped to certain death.
We heard someone calling. I'll go down and see who it is. Any luck, Dad?
Yep. Two of them are in, but I'm afraid one's gone.
You got to me just in time, Captain. I was gone down, and I couldn't have held Pete here up much longer.
No, give the lad a hand, all right?
Taylor, who's this?
It's Pete Griswold. He was our engineer.
Father,
sir,
this other man you brought in, the engineer.
He's dead, son. What about him?
Why, he's the man whose hand woke me up.
The dramatization to which you have just listened was suggested by a story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.